This year's Nobel Prizes in Physics and Chemistry were announced today. Both awards are being given for the discovery of new forms of matter. The Physics Prize is being shared by three Americans who created a form of liquid helium used in the study of quantum mechanics. The Chemistry Award goes to two Americans and one Briton who discovered an unusual class of carbon molecule known as buckyballs. NPR's David Barron reports.
The experiment that won this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry took just 11 days to perform, but it launched one of the hottest areas of scientific research today. The discovery occurred in 1985 when Sir Harold Croteau of the University of Sussex in England came to the United States to work with Richard Smalley and Robert Curl at Rice University in Texas. The three men, who share this year's award, used lasers to vaporize carbon and then study how the atoms recombined into large clusters. Croteau says they quickly noticed that the atoms tended to clump together in a fixed number.
We saw that there was something special about a cluster or an aggregate of 60 carbon atoms.
This was puzzling because what was known about carbon at the time suggested it should come in clusters of all sizes fairly evenly. That's because the only forms of carbon then known came in two classes, large sheets such as graphite or three-dimensional lattices such as diamond. In both cases, there is no fixed size to the molecule. There's no reason why 60 atoms should be more stable, say, than 59.
Over the following few days, it gradually became more and more part of our discussion in the laboratory, what was going on here, and then we came to the conclusion that one likely solution, and then ultimately the most likely solution, was that they clustered into a soccer ball.
That's right, a soccer ball. It was Rick Smalley of Rice University who made the first model of the molecule, as he recounted to NPR earlier this year.
It's composed of 60 carbon atoms, arranged in a pattern that is identical to the seams on a soccer ball. Like a soccer ball, it's perfectly round and hollow on the inside, except this soccer ball is only 1/1,000,000th of a meter in diameter.
Because these tiny balls also resemble geodesic domes designed by architect Buckminster Fuller, they were given the name Buckminster Fullerenes. The 60 carbon spheres are called buckyballs for short. And they've created a whole new branch of chemistry. Scientists have learned to put other atoms inside the balls, like an animal in a cage. They've learned to reassemble the balls into long tubes. They're studying the use of fullerenes as drugs, lubricants, and superconducting wires. The Nobel Prize in Physics is also being given for the discovery of a previously unknown form of matter. The award goes to David Lee and Robert Richardson of Cornell University and Douglas Asheroff of Stanford for their discovery of superfluid helium-3. Liquids become superfluid when they're chilled so low that they lose all viscosity and take on bizarre properties. In the 1930s, physicists showed that helium-4, the most common isotope of helium on Earth, can be made superfluid at temperatures close to absolute zero. But scientists weren't sure if helium-3, an isotope with very different properties, could also be made superfluid. Douglas Asheroff was a graduate student studying helium-3 cooled to just a few thousandths of a degree above absolute zero when he noticed unexpected blips in his results, even when he repeated the experiment.
At that time, the adrenaline really started flowing because I said, whatever this is, it has to be a very fundamental discovery.
Asheroff, along with Professors Lee and Richardson, confirmed over the following months that they had discovered a form of matter some thought could never be created. David Lee remembers the excitement.
You don't think of prizes at that time. You just think of the glorious events that are unfolding before your eyes. You're the only ones who know about this. It's almost a secret from the world.
Many scientists have since used superfluid helium-3 as a tool to reveal other secrets of how the world works on the microscopic scale governed by quantum mechanics. And while the discovery hasn't led to any practical applications, scientists say it could be used to help answer one of the most fundamental questions of all: how the universe began. I'm David Barron reporting.